Tennessee 93.1 FM.
Lovely day, and you're tuning to CKCU 93.1 FM and on the internet at CKCUFM.com. And it's 10:02 a.m., and this is your host, presenter, radio DJ, and try to figure out her names. They are, like, I'm thinking about her names, it's UK to call them self presenters and Hong Kong as well. So, yeah, it's 10:02 a.m., and it's probably 3:02 p.m. in England, as Mike is listening right now, and hope you're going to be enjoying for me from now to 12 p.m. or 5 p.m. UK time, or 12 a.m. Hong Kong time. And what I have today, I have an interview of Language Arts, and my usual Wild 5 countdown, and then the final hour, I have a special Canto Pop song with someone's birthday is on the 26th, so I thought I would say, and before that, and I'll be playing 3 K-9 songs. I hope you'll like that one. So, right now, I'm going to start the number 5 song, and I had the privilege to see him at Record Store Day at City Wild 5, so I've been seeing him live. But here's the number 5 song.
Number 5. I believe it is a shame. I believe it is a shame. Stop the wind before it hit me. Stone died in the sea. You used to catch me lightly.
This is all for the serenity.
Drew Rickman, who was in town on Saturday, but I didn't check him out live. But I checked in for him a lot at Cleveland. And I did get, and I was too close to my time. So right now I'm still like 90% well, or something like that. And also today is the Blue Star lineup go up, and I'm going to play a few songs. Will be there, but I won't be playing IK Fire or Rural Alberta Advantage. Sorry. But now we're going to get to the language arts interview, so hope you enjoy it. That was Kate, oh yeah, was recorded last month, so you hear me say, mention something about Alice in Wonderland, so, in the beginning, so, enjoy.
How many albums have you made so far?
We've made two albums.
So what kind of themes do you bring into your songs?
I think about dreams that I've had. I think about basically my observation on how humans live together and stuff like that. And kind of related to my own experiences.
So you're a solo songwriter, or the band collaborates?
Well, I write the lyrics and the chords and the melody, and then I'll bring it to the group, and the writer arranges most of the staff will arrange the screen.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song to sing from the album?
Cough Drop.
So, you expanded to members, or would there be theaters since 2005?
Well, we've had a lot of changing roles in the band, so we hired two members to come with us on tour. Sometimes you add a cellist.
We like to have a different person.
I grew up listening to grunge music when I was a teenager, and then, everyone did. Nirvana was like their most favorite. And then in university, I listened to a lot of underground hip hop and indie music.
I think I really liked Tom Petty when I was growing up. And Neil Young, I used to put that in there. I think I moved on to jazz and other more obscure things.
What's going to be your cheesy favorite song of all time?
It's raining men. I don't know. I just made that up on the spot. I don't really know. I honestly don't. That's not my favorite one.
So you can't think of any?
No, I can't.
Which band are you good friends with?
We're friends with a bunch of people. We live with a girl in the band called the Winter Mix, and they're from Vancouver. We're friends with Astronaut. We're friends with the Parlor Steps, Fawn of Tigers, Winter Sleep, Laura's Grass of Sun Whale, and Laura's Isn't that sweet? Yeah. some of our good friends from D.C. and Nova Scotia.
And there's more D.C. bands you know of?
There's so many.
Yeah, there are. And I always draw a blank when I have to think about more than that.
I think there's so many D.C. bands.
Oh, Prairie Cat's another one. That's a friend of ours. And my friend Henry and the Nightcrawlers, he plays guitar in the band Sinister. It's on the line. Yeah.
You know, he's the party we say die.
Yeah, we don't know who led that band. Well, we still shared a bill with them.
Yeah, we played a bill with them with like Elmo Combo and Tom. Yeah.
Can't think of anyone.
Yeah. Chris Gibson's band.
Oh, yes.
He himself, those are my favorites too. Yeah. The Be Good Tanya's.
I just got this other band, I just got the name off one of those together too. Later. So, what do you think of Ottawa?
I think it's beautiful.
What's the DC music you like?
It's got a lot of different scenes within one big scene. So it can be a bit cliquish, but people tend not to try to be cliquish. It just kind of happens when you're running in your band. So yeah, we know a lot of the musicians within the folk scenes, rock scenes, jazz scenes, and then when they all mix together,
do you have any activities outside of music?
Snowboard and play soccer. Gregory's a champion skier. He used to be a champion skier.
Any books you read or video games?
Just books.
Yeah. Read books. Surfing web.
What's
the website to check out?
LanguageMakingArts.net.
Lastly, any of you goof around or make pranks when jamming or touring?
We make fun of each other. But today I gave the kids, I was almost going to say the kids, not kids, an instructional on how to eat a grapefruit.
Yesterday we had a 7-year-old man sing along, rap with us.
Yeah, yesterday a 7-year-old man rapped our song.
He wrote out all our lyrics and all the melodies and then we came up on stage and rapped it.
It was pretty amazing. His 9-year-old mother came to watch. And she said that we prolonged her life and that made us feel amazingly She's very sweet.
So thank you for taking the time to do an interview.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
interview, and I hope you enjoyed it. And that was coughed up. I didn't think about coughed up. I mean, even coughed up. Well, had to take some coughed up for coughed up. Let's just say, free pillow. That's what I had. I was sick the past week or so. And yeah, I hope you like the song. So right now, we can get to the number four song of my top five countdown. And just to say that they're going to be in town Friday at Babylon. And let's just say that at least Trent Lightly got to interview one of the members, but it was a taped interview from earlier on Monday. So here's number four. I think I dropped one spot. So here's Tight Animals.
Number four.
Thank you.
Gentlemen Will Make It, and they'll be in Ottawa on Friday night at the Babylon. Yeah, Babylon. Get confused with Babylon Maverick. So there's another show happening on Saturday. Yep, so that was Friday Animals. And taking a break from my top five. Today is like an exciting day for Blue Fest unveil their lineup for their July. I'm confusing myself. Yeah, they released their lineup, and I was gonna play two artists. It's like a sort of last day that I woke up this morning. So I'm gonna start with Bastia Bobot, who will be performing on July 10th, which is a Saturday. So I can't wait for that. And next day after one will be you'll find out which band I'll be playing after that one. So here's Bastia Bobot, and it's 10:25 a.m. on CKCU 90.1. Before that was Walk You Down by Bastard Platformer, current album, Heart of My Own, and both of them will be performing on the same day, but different times, so I decided to play those two, but supposedly I was supposed to play a Joe Pass song, because he won a Juno Award, and Metric also won a Juno Award, but I just changed my playlist today, because of Blue Fest. So, it's 10:32 a.m, and right now I'm going to go back to the countdown and look at the number 3 song, and I think it fell from 2 to 3, so... You probably know this one. It's highly anticipated. It's coming on June. There it is.
Number 3. You are the one.
to like take a break from the haircut, and like it's going pretty well. So number two song is with A Death by Caribou, and the album came out yesterday. So I haven't had a chance to check it out, so hopefully I get eventually get to listen to the whole album. And number three was Stars of Six from their upcoming release, The Five Ghosts, and that's also hotly anticipated. So those two songs fell one spot each, and it's 10:39, and I guess I'll just get to the comfortable thing brought to you by the Ripton Pump, 361 on Allen Street. So tonight, Zavod's, it's Tyler Keeley, Peter Voigt Trio, and the Cheap Seats at Zavod Beer Box, and I noticed on Facebook from someone's event that it's Tyler Keeley's send off to China, so he's leaving from Ottawa for, I guess, to China for I don't know how long. And tomorrow, tomorrow's birthday, and Hannah George's will be at the Blaster Den, and I won't be able to check it out. And let's see, Friday, April 20th, I know Penta Animals will be at Babylon Nightclub. Also, at Friday is Carol Holloway CD release at Stable Beer Box. And let's see, so Saturday, April 24th, Dan Megan with Ann Horse at Maverick. And that's all the listing for my picks for the answer to listening for Speaking to You and which I'm talking. That's all. And it's 10:40 right now, so I don't know how many more shots we go, so I know I got two more. And right now I'm still playing a new Hannah George's track, which her album which is good comes out on April 27th, a Tuesday. So here's a Thick Skin. Blasted Den, and that was Thick Skin by Gordon Hannah Georges. And speaking of that song, if you check the video on YouTube, it's pretty I could say skintastic. Oh, I would say it's pretty hot. That's all I'll say. So yeah. So can't wait for our album doing good on April 27th. Well, that'll be cool. And right now we gotta get to the number one song. It's gonna be a new number one for. It's like a sad occasion on Sunday, like the drummer for U State Party B State Died passed away due to massive brain hemorrhage, and it was pretty sad. And the thing is, I got to see the band during the Easter weekend in Montreal, and shocked and sad to hear what happened. And the funniest thing is, before we said our goodbyes to the band, he was the drummer, Devin Clifford, was the last person we talked to, and he said some good things about Ottawa. He said he loved the crowd in Ottawa, and yeah, so that was just like, it was like 2 weeks ago, like, in April, man. I was just shocked to see what happened. Ooh, so here's a number one song.
Run away, run away, run away, oh, oh.
Devin Cooper was 30 years old, and it was my condolences go to the band, the family, and their friends for their loss, man. And I know Twitter was like, was down. Like, Twitter had a lot of Twitter messages, like, all of a lot of sorrow, sad and sorrow from fans and various radio hosts alike. So, yeah, that was a little promise from their current album, XXXX, and that was usually Friday before that. Right now it's 10:49, and I'm gonna end this first hour of a triple play from K-Nod. This is gonna be the same song, but different variations. We all know what song it is. It's like the FIFA World Cup, and he also won a Juno this past weekend, so, the last one I'll play is a Chinese version of Waving Flag, so I hope you'll like it. So here's K-Nod, and I'll be back for the second hour.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh. We'll be right back.
International Film Festival is excited to present a fusion of music and film in the form of a music video challenge. Musicians and filmmakers from the Ottawa area will have the opportunity to work together and produce a short film as part of the Ottawa International Film Festival's first annual competition.
Deadline for filmmakers and bands to apply is April 30th.
So get your creative juices flowing and head on over to oiff.ca.
Get ready, people. La Petite Moore Gallery is now available for rent.
It's the perfect place to throw corporate events,
receptions,
concerts, or exhibits.
For booking information, send an email to Guy at lapetitemoregallery.com.
Or call 613-860-1555. La Petite Moore Gallery.
Got a function? We've got the junction.
At 11:03 a.m. and you're tuned into CKCU 92.1 FM and on the internet at CKCUFM.com. And this is wondering is not the wrong show. It's not the one at 12 a.m. on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. And someone's called. To hold on for a bit. So right now it is my my second hour, more of a extra spot. And right now I'm going to play Sandy Lam songs at her Breakfast on the 26th. And I'll probably give a bit of info, but right now someone's called, so hope the person's still on hold, on the line. And I guess they're over 80 stuff right now, so okay, let's start off now.
Thank you.
look out on the thing and then just sort of start her career. Like, before I spoke with much about the bio, I just like to kind of call me about program music. I have no knowledge about other programs. I just do my own show, so don't call me when I'm doing my show, because I get sidetracked. And I spoke to mention about her profile. Kenny Lynn from Ukraine started off her career as a radio DJ around the early 80s, and then 84 started becoming a singer. So I thought, well, the same beginning. So we just heard three songs, Son of a Band, Jim Tried to Get Go, and then like I played before for Valentine's Day edition, and then followed up by Chinese version of Take My Breath Away. Da-da. From Berlin, by Berlin, from the Popcorn soundtrack, but yeah, this, her version was called Kick King, and then finally ended off with Fui Sick, which I think it's called Grey in Chinese. I thought I was thinking so much, guys. So hope you like those 80s tracks, and now I'm gonna get to the 1990s, I think. One more touch a bit, the thing, so hopefully you get to the, hope you like the 1990s. As I find it on my tracking list, track list. So here he goes.
Thank you.
God, they can plan like that. I was bad pushing on my Cantonese. Yeah, that was their debut Mandarin album, debut Mandarin release back in 1991. And before that was Cantonese song was Sing-gum. I hope I got that right. So those two were in the 1990s. So I'm gonna keep playing some more, two more of a 1990 song. Hope you'll like these two. And those are easy songs, easy names to say. So here it is.
Thank you.
Bad Mike is not here to hear these songs. Oh well. So I just heard two of our 1990 songs, was sort of Maylum and then Dodge, which is Thank You, which I love that song for some reason. I was listening to someone's doing final broadcast, show on in the Hong Kong radio, and they used to play that or something. I don't know. I don't remember, but it was like years ago. So I just somehow like that song. And now we get to the 2000s, which is, I guess, her comeback in the year 2000. So I played her, I played one of her songs back in one of my segments last month. So here's the sentimental version of JSU 1 Neon Navy.
Thank you. 你最忆我最悲，你的身躯已无限限情，我本性，你完成我全息，变了真的可惜。你最忆我最悲，看前世，看往昔。
Whoa, I didn't know that song was like 5 years old now, and that was Boomstick by Cindy Lamb, Dick Lane, and before that was a duet of Jackie Jung from a 2002 album Encore, and started off the 2000s with Kiss You, One Yone, sentimental version from her album from Dick Lane. And that's it for the whole slew of Cindy Lamb songs, so hope you like them from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. I haven't caught up her albums, her current stuff lately. But I know she has an impressive career. She made like over 25 or more albums. That's pretty, that's a lot. Since the 80s, that's a lot. And before I end off, tomorrow's Earth Day, and there's this one song I just keep thinking of, because it's basically about the rain. So, I was hoping to play it sometime in June, but I guess I'll just play it now. It's a song by Beyond called Guy Day, or I think it's called Big Land or Just Land, so here it is.
Thank you.
I love the guitar at the end. I don't know, there's something soothing about it. So that was Beyond with Die Day, and I have no clue what I'm going to be doing for Earth Day tomorrow, so hopefully I can pick up something environmentally conscious stuff. And to that for Mike, I don't know if he missed the song, so hopefully you can catch it again on my blog at wildworth.wordpress.com, and the playlist will be up on ckcufm.com. And after this final song, before I end off, for another week, or another Wednesday, and BBC World News to be coming up at noon. And before I end off, I'm going to play one more song. It's for Majin, and just like I checked out her performance at Safe House, it was totally last minute, but it was good. It was a nice set, and my nose is getting stuffed up right now, and... it's a totally enjoyable set that she had last night. I know she had a tough time in February, and here's this other version of this song for the later Nino Boy. I know she had this other original version up on her during her trip to China, and I know this is pretty stuffy right now. So yeah, before I end off, here's Stand By Me by Nino Boy. So I hope it's for you, Adrian. We'll be right back.